Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back. It's Ladies of Liverpool. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all your interaction. Some of the episodes of late have been quite moving. Your involvement is integral with this podcast. So whether it's on social media, on Spotify, on your podcast app, wherever you're listening to us and you're getting involved, thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. Keep spreading the word. Let everybody know right across the Northwest that this is where they need to be getting the podcast every single Friday. This week, we're at the Empire Theatre. We're in a VIP little room. You can rent this space if you're available. So just pop onto Instagram right now. You'll see a couple of videos of me and the lady who's playing Tina Turner in the musical in Liverpool right now. It's been touring not only the country but the world, and we are lucky enough to speak to the leading lady, Elle herself.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Elle, talk to me about tonight's show. You're stepping onto the stage for the first time in Liverpool tonight. Mm. I'm watching, I can't wait. Tell me everything every lady needs to know who's got a ticket and can't wait to watch you do your thing.
Hi, Leanne. First of all, I cannot wait because we stepped on stage yesterday to tech, and the auditorium, oh my God.
It's the most beautiful venue in the world, isn't it?
Oh my God, mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. It's so big. The architecture. I'm an architecture lover.
Okay.
So I love details. Yeah. And I was looking at it and I was like, oh my God, this is glorious. And Joshua Bell played yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we always talk together. We have a little chat about the sound.
Yeah.
So when she stepped off stage after her song during tech to talk about the sound, I was like, how's the sound? She was like, it's wonderful.
It really is, you know, it's incredible, isn't it? The acoustics in this venue.
It is, it's incredible. So mm-hmm. I can't wait to be there, to have it's got so much space and people yesterday, because I stayed backstage to feel the energy, to give energy to the people on stage, you know, because we're very much of a cast that has bonded.
I feel like I'm with Tina Turner because I've watched the Tina Turner movie and I think I know what to expect from the show tonight.
Yeah.
It's just sitting listening to you. I'm is it Nam Ya Cha Ringi Ya?
Yeah, I feel like you got it.
Yes. I feel like I'm getting all the Tina vibes from you. So you share the role.
We do. So we alternate. So there are two Tinas, one standby.
Yeah.
So a girl who's basically here to have our back.
Yes. So there's three Tinas in total.
Four Tinas.
Four Tinas.
There's also a cover in the ensemble. So there's Joshua Bell, me, Brie, and Georgia. So we're four Tinas in the cast, because this is such a part. This is such a big role and big shoes to fill. Listen, they're real. Only be one Tina in the world, so we can only get as close as we can to telling the story, to get a sense of who she was, you know, and that's a big responsibility. And she made sure, Tina herself, because she had she was very involved in the making of the show,
yeah,
and she made sure that it was her show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So oh, yeah.
She overlooked everything.
Everything. She was there at opening night. She came to watch a lot of shows. And sadly, I didn't get to meet her, but I was part of them because I was there on the cast change. But I was part of the last production.
Yes.
Who had the chance to work with her.
Wow.
And she was involved in the script, in the stage direction, of course, in the moves, in the choreography.
Yeah.
So she had a say on the entire production. So there's also a scene. I won't tell you which one because you have to come and watch the show. There's a scene that she wrote herself for her own. To get closure, basically.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Because if you know about the Tina Turner story, you know about her journey, you'll sort of have an idea of what Elle's talking about. Mm. This isn't just a musical. Yes, it's celebrating the songs. The music is what a lot of people will be coming for. Do you think if they haven't seen the movie or anything Tina's been involved in before, talking about her life, people are quite shocked when they see the different issues that this musical actually addresses? It's raw, isn't it, Elle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is raw. Yeah, people tend to get very emotional because, yes, as you said, yes, it's a musical. It is not a tribute show.
Yeah.
Of course, you will find all the songs that you love and more because it has approximately 30 songs.
Yeah.
So you will find simply the best. Don't worry. But it really is the story of a woman who fought for her life.
Yeah.
She was a victim of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
She watched her mother being a victim of domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. She's been a victim of many isms, so racism,
yep.
Everything that basically she's been, what is the word? What is the actual word? Oh, I've lost it, but ageism.
Yes.
So a lot of odds were not in her favor.
Yes.
But she knew, she had this faith that she would get back up every single time.
And she did.
She did.
She's like the queen of bouncing back.
Exactly. She was a little girl born in Tennessee in a small village in the US. And she became the star of rock and roll. She was the first black woman to make it to the cover of Rolling Stones, of the magazine.
Fabulous.
She is an icon in so many aspects of her life.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And she is an example for women, for female artists.
Yeah.
Because she knows, we wouldn't have Beyoncé.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have like all these black female, you know, singers,
yeah,
actresses.
She's a trailblazer, isn't she?
She is.
And I love when you see her pop up. I see videos of her popping up all the time now, even after her passing. She's still center stage, isn't she? You can't avoid Tina Turner. She's everywhere. And you'll see her on stage with Beyonce. You'll see, it's almost like she was the trailblazer, but she was there at every moment, still ready to lift them. When you're as big as Beyonce, but you still could do with a helping hand from Tina Turner.
Exactly.
That's power, that's strength.
It is.
Success, but also shows who she is or who she was, mm-hmm, as a person. And I know this is going to come through in the musical tonight. This is why I'm so excited to see it. For those moments where, you know, all of us, we've all felt, I don't know how I'm going to pull myself up from this. And people, yes, can tell you it's going to be okay. And people, mm-hmm, can tell you, just ride it out, it's going to be okay. And there are moments in every woman's life, every person's life, a lot of men listen to this podcast, everybody's life, where you go, I don't think I can do it. Mm-hmm. And she did. And what are the most standout moments in her life, in the musical, that you maybe resonate with yourself?
So when I first rehearsed the show, I had to, I didn't realize how much it would resonate with me. Yes, because I, obviously I saw the movie and I've always been inspired by her. She was the first black singer I've been introduced to. And there was something about her, you know, like her grit. Like I've always loved rock and roll as well. So there was something about her that I really, really felt I wanted to embody, to play.
Yeah.
But the story is so sensitive as well. So it tapped in wounds that I did not really know I had.
Yeah.
And so I had to do the work as well, because her relationships, the relationship that she had with Ike, and the violence, the shouting, I found myself a bit triggered.
Yeah.
So you might not know this, but I've been a foster kid. I've been raised in a foster family.
So you grew up in France. So you
I French. did. I am French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a foster child. Mm-hmm. At what age were you placed in foster care?
2 months.
Oh, baby.
And so it was not sure that I would stay, but I've been placed in foster care to basically saved me, because I was a very ill baby and very fragile.
Yeah.
And this was temporary. So I would see my parents every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months. And it was very unstable. But every time I would see them, it would be very, sorry, maybe I'm getting a bit emotional. It would be very hard, psychologically, because so the moments I can relate to are the shouting,
yeah,
especially the some of the grips, because it's difficult to say and to, because you don't, when you're a strong woman, you don't really want to say I've been a victim of, but mm-hmm, it is actually true.
Yeah.
So I've been a victim of psychological abuse.
Was this with your birth parents, your foster
parents? My birth parents. Because I was very lucky, very, very lucky to have an amazing foster family who gave me a chance to, actually, I don't really like to say that, because we're all somebody, but a chance to become someone.
To be who you wanted to be.
And who I wanted to be. Yeah.
Is that through the arts? Did they get you involved in the arts?
So when I was 3, I was a very active girl. I was very active. So I would always dance and sing and dance in front of the TV.
Yeah.
So they would actually play cassettes of Tina.
Oh,
and of concerts,
wow.
I would
so
always
important be. To acknowledge.
Yes.
So as a 3-year-old,
yes,
you're sort of being dragged back into the life of your birth parents.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're thrown back into this sanctuary with your foster parents, mm-hmm, who see a spark in, mm-hmm, you. Just to see you going from that environment in my head to being back in the safety of your home, to watching Tina Turner, not knowing, because a lot of us back then, we didn't really know the full story of Tina Turner. We just saw this powerhouse.
Yes.
And this tiny little 3-year-old in front of TV dancing, yes, away.
Oh my God. Like,
that's when so beautiful, isn't it? When you just picture that in your head and you think, nobody knew where this path was going to lead you. And
yeah,
your moment of, how am I going to pull myself back up from this, going through this emotional turmoil, to actually playing a woman.
Yeah.
Who eventually showed us that she'd been through these dark times as well.
Exactly. Sometimes.
Wow. Well,
sometimes I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because, you know, you just tend to take stuff for granted. And sometimes I'm on the phone with my foster family and I realize, and because they're very proud.
Yeah.
But they didn't realize what taking me, just pushing me to dance school.
Yeah.
Because I needed to, like, I have so much energy.
Spitting the energy off.
Yeah, exactly. would do to me. And I remember that moment where I think it was the first show actually that I did on stage. And I have, people say that you don't really have memories from when you're, a toddler.
Toddler, yeah.
But I do. And I remember doing an échappée and watching the crowd and being like, I want to do that all my life. And having this big smile. And here I am.
Yeah.
This is, I have to say, for me, all of this, all of my life, basically, my entire life is a dream. Because I've dreamt these moments.
Yeah.
I've dreamt to travel the world, to be on big shows, to play, to sing. No one knew that I would do it. Because when you're in the foster system, the only thing that people can hope for you is to make it to adulthood and to earn enough money to have a living, to be a bit comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And not a lot of foster kids manage to be comfortable. Yeah. And so I have to think, like, from the bottom of my heart, everyone I met on this journey, and that person who's, I believe that someone is looking after me up there.
Yeah.
I really had to thank my foster family, my dance teachers, every single person who accompanied me through this journey, because every single day I'm making it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to remember that there is a sense of, you have to be the Lulu to believe in your dreams.
Yeah.
Because I come from Le Havre, a small town in Normandy.
Yeah.
And I'm here touring across the UK playing Tina Turner.
But you've toured the world, haven't you? You've been all over the place. Looking at your CV, where has this dream job taken you to?
US.
Yeah.
Germany. England. I've toured across the Caribbean.
Wow.
I've been in Poland. I can't actually remember where.
Just doing what you love to do.
Doing what I love to do.
And seeing the world. Getting into this industry isn't easy. And I think when you've got all those hurdles and you had so much going on in the background as a youngster, at what point did you stop seeing your birth parents, or were they always in your life? Are they still in your life now?
So my father died when I was 21, and my mother is still with us.
Yeah.
We have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I still make sure that she's taken care of.
Yeah.
But it is quite tricky because she's got a mental illness, so it's difficult to navigate.
Yes.
It's still a little bit of a weight in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm not letting that drag me.
No.
Because it is also a strength.
Yeah.
Because I see that I can do this. I can help.
Yeah.
I can help her while protecting myself.
Yes. But that knowledge then to help other people around you as well, the empathy that brings to you as your character is so full of all these different traits, it makes you who you are.
Exactly.
So with all that going on in the background, at what point did this, what would have been a hobby, a passion, become within touching distance? Was it easy for you to get into the industry, or were the battles within that? Because it's not an easy industry to enter.
It is not. So I've been doing ballet my entire childhood. I've been to the conservatory in a quite an old age. So I've been doing things a bit in reverse, in a very odd you know, in a very odd timing.
Yeah.
But I've always believed that I would get into it. And if I don't, if that door closes, I will open another.
Yes.
Because I had nothing to lose because I didn't have much.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just hopeful. So I after I graduated, I had a rock band. So I was already into rock and roll. I was still at the conservatory, but I went into art school because I also loved doing things with my hands,
yeah.
Painting and all of this. And I liked it, but I was like, I feel like I want to be on stage.
Yeah.
So I was still, at that time, I was still in Le Havre.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a foster home until I was 18. So I was like, oh, time is running out. I'm in that school. I love it, but there's something. And I was like, I'm just going to go to Paris,
yeah.
And audition. So no one knew because I was not 18 yet, I had to have the approval of the person who was in charge of me. And that person, and now I know because through somebody else, I know that they've said, oh, I follow her on Facebook and I know I have not supported her.
Mm.
And I'm glad that she did not listen to me. Because I did not listen. And he said no when I wanted to go to Paris to audition. And I did it anyway. So I had, I don't know, I had maybe 100 euros at that time in my bank account. So I was like literally counting the pennies, going to Paris, audition. And then on the day, I was sure that no one would see me, you know?
Yeah.
I did it. I auditioned for two schools. I chose one. I got admitted in both of them.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I'm leaving.
Yes.
I'm going to do that. I didn't have money, but I just went. I arrived in Paris and I was like, okay, I've got this big city, a suitcase. And that really is, that could be a movie actually when I think of that.
It's a scene in Annie, isn't it? Right, at the start of Annie the Musical where she steps in New York City and
tomorrow,
she's got the suitcases and she's like ready to go. You think, oh, there's just that opening musical number and that character we don't see again in Annie, but she just steps into New York and she's like, here's my suitcase.
Yes.
This is what I'm going to do. And I'm seeing you in Paris. And if we've all been to Paris, we've seen the beautiful sides of Paris, but there's a real gritty side to Paris for a 17, 18 year old girl,
mm-hmm.
without any backup savings, without any adults guiding the way and buffers to protect her. It's just you in Paris.
Yes.
Still a child.
Still a child. And
the dream.
Exactly. That it is.
Wow.
It is this.
I love that.
Yeah. And sometimes I have to tap in that girl.
Yeah.
Because
remind yourself who you are.
Exactly. Because sometimes I lose that sense of being a little bit crazy. Because I was like, how on earth did I think that I would have, I would make it alive?
You did?
I did.
What a success story that is, Elle.
Yeah,
I love that.
I just got a job, and so in the evening I was working as a bartender in a restaurant.
Yeah.
In the morning I was cleaning the school to pay for my tuition.
Yeah.
And I was just working here, working there.
When did you sleep? So you're cleaning, you're training, you're saving, and then it's the next day again.
And it's the next day again. And I'm just, I was just eager. Because for me, getting in that school was already a dream.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, I'm in that big school dancing and taking, you know, acting classes, yeah. And then I'm gonna go to singing classes, and for me that was already a dream.
Yeah.
So I was just like taking a dream one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
First audition, same auditioning for my dream theater.
What was that first audition?
It was Theater Mogador.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for stage entertainment.
Yeah.
I was very, very unprepared. But because I had a song that I really wanted to prepare, and my singing teacher was like, oh no, that song, no, just pick this instead.
Yeah.
I didn't really know the lyrics. I was very unprepared, but I showed up and I was singing with passion, and then I had blank. Then I started to cry, and I will... Veronique, if you see that, thank you, because she will, and I'm going to call her. She came, it was for Mary Poppins at that time. She came and she touched my shoulders. She was like, just breathe. Imagine you're in your bedroom and just come back to the beginning. Deliver your song. You're in the safe place here.
Mm-hmm.
I did my song, got to the next round.
Yeah.
And then didn't make it to the show. But I was like, okay. This is not a fail. This is actually, I made it to the next round.
Yeah.
So they saw something in me.
Yeah.
So I think the key thing to succeed, you know, because success is a very large word.
Yeah.
You can think, because for me, I didn't fail that audition. I succeeded.
Yeah.
I made it to the next round, and I made it to the next bar, you know, of the song.
And the growth that comes with this, and exactly. the lanes of what not to do and how to handle yourself.
Exactly. And I have this, it's actually on my phone. I have this this quote. So it's in French. Je ne perds jamais, soit je gagne, soit j'apprends, from Nelson Mandela. So I never lose. Either I win or I learn.
Yes.
And that's really what takes me, because so I went to audition again,
mm-hmm.
and I got a job in Theatre Mogador, and that was Cats. I would never think that I would get Cats.
That is a huge
show. It's a huge show. I met Andrew Lloyd Webber.
When it comes to dancers, that is the elite performance for any dancer, to make it into Cats.
I made it into Cats.
Wow.
Then I made...
That was your first job.
It was my first big musical, because before I had other jobs,
mm-hmm.
but it was my first big musical, and I was so impressed.
That was your breakout moment, wasn't it? That's where you're in the big arena.
Yes. And then I saw Veronique, and she was like, we knew we would see you again. And also the casting director on the phone, I was like, wait, can you say that again? Did I get, am I gonna do the show? Yeah. And he was like, Yeah, you did. Remember when I saw you in Mary Poppins? I was like, just come back. And he came back. I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for believing in me, because people believe in you when you don't believe in yourself.
Yeah.
But you also have to push the door.
Yeah. And get uncomfortable.
Yes.
It is uncomfortable at times.
Exactly.
We speak about this on the podcast often, about how we sometimes see people, influencers, or, you know, people who've got access to social media, and they put out videos, and it's all about how, you know, just take that risk and it'll all be perfect, when sometimes the road can be bumpy, it can be uncomfortable, you can be, you know, really in a situation where you doubt everything you ever thought was the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But you push through that, and what's on the other side
can
be unbelievable. But you've got to get uncomfortable sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. And yesterday, actually, with Josh Bell, we were talking about perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectionism? Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing will ever be perfect. It can only get better.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to allow ourselves to let it be a little bit ugly and a little bit uncomfortable until it gets better. So when we want to start, and this is why I think when I want to start something, so I started a podcast, a book, my own songs, and when I wanted to start, because all of these things, obviously when I started to be more comfortable in musical, then I was like, okay, then I get this, I know how it works. But you always go back to the place where you're like, can I actually do that?
Self-doubt.
And you have to be like, F this.
Yeah.
F these doubts.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go.
Because what's the worst thing that can happen?
Exactly.
To say you didn't try is the you'll worst thing. Laugh. Yeah, if you do it and you don't succeed and whatever, yes. you've tried it and exactly. that's the memory, that's the learn. But then I think, oh.
Yeah. So we need to wrap it up in a second.
Okay, well, we will. Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jumping back to, you mentioned the books. Don't worry. Yeah. So getting uncomfortable.
Yes.
Finding your strength from your mistakes and your down moments. I just like to think of how our women listening to this now and gentlemen, whoever, they relate to this. This could be, you could be relating to your job, moving on from your job, moving on from your relationship, taking risks in life that involve you getting really uncomfortable, walking out of your family environment to take your children somewhere else. This can be so many different scenarios for so many different people. So thank you so much for sharing. We can't wait for the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm
excited. I wanted to ask you about your book quickly before you go, if you can briefly tell us about your book.
Absolutely. So the collection is called Happy Families.
Yeah.
It talks about diversity, inclusion, and the first theory of seven books is about Colleen, who's got two dads. Yeah, and she's a mixed race little girl. It's got music in every book.
Yeah.
So I'm singing. It's available on the website, happyfamilies.com, and on the Instagram, editions_happyfamilies. So I will
tag you into everything. So if you're listening now, you're going to find it nice and easily. Just find me on Instagram, Leanne Campbell, and all of this will be tagged on these posts so you can find, follow, and get your book. Enjoy your run in Liverpool. You're so welcome here.
Thank you.
And we hope you look back with such fond memories of your time in our city.
I will. Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.